Do you have that one friend in your life who can always find the worst case scenario seemingly in the best situations? You know, the ones, you know, just you can't imagine some of the things that they think up of possible ways good things can go wrong. And if you're trying to keep a positive mindset, sometimes it's just outright exhausting just to hang out with them. You try to encourage them, you try to build them up, you try to speak positive, but it's like you feel like you're trying to teach a cat how to play fetch. Now, I've said this before, you know, that worry is the misuse of your imagination. Mark Twain made the comment, he had a quote saying, "Worry is like paying a debt that you don't owe." Mark Twain also said, "I am an old man, and I have known a great many troubles, most of which never happened." That's what worry does to you, brings on troubles that probably won't happen. But your negative friend is not going to pay attention to any of those quotes. Nothing you do is going to help. Now, you're probably way ahead of me. You know I'm the mindset guy, and you're expecting me to talk about how powerful a positive mindset can be and how you can overcome all that being around your negative friend. Well, that is true. I'm a mindset guy, and a positive mindset is very powerful. But today I want to talk to you about when you might need the help of your negative friend to help you out of looking at things. Sometimes you do need to imagine the worst case scenario. Hello, welcome to Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host, and I'm an ultramarathon runner. I'm a mindset coach, and the Monday Morning Mindset is where I put the ultramarathon running and mindset together and share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. Your mindset determines your success, whatever you do, and you can learn how to develop a strong mindset. It is a skill you can learn. It was the fall of 2008, and I was a real estate investor. It was a great time to be a real estate investor. That was 2008. Actually, the years leading up to 2008 was great for real estate investing. The good deals on real estate were difficult to find, but my goodness, money was easy to find. If you could prove that you were still breathing, the banks would loan you money. And I think that, you know, given what happened, I think they may have even made some loans to people who were no longer breathing and resided in the cemetery. Well, I was an investor. I owned 4 houses, 1 I lived in, and 3 that I had fixed up and was trying to sell as a rent to own. I knew I was on my way to being a real estate mogul and being a wealthy man. And then in the fall of 2008, the economy came crashing down. My rent-to-own schemes failed. Now, they were good plans, but rent-to-own is not necessarily a bad plan, but I don't think I executed them very well. They failed, and they went vacant. I had 4 mortgages, and the only house that I was occupied at all was my own. And at the same time, our faux finishing business died. I mean, like overnight. It just dried up and quit. So we had no income and massive expenses. And it was my own fault. My stress level was through the roof. And we had savings. We had some savings. You know, you do that when you're self-employed. And we figured our savings would last us for about 3 months, you know, paying all the mortgages and everything. Now, I didn't have the background of mindset training that I do now. If I had had the kind of mindset training that I do now, I probably wouldn't have been in that mess to begin with. But in the middle of that, I did find something that worked to help get me out of the worry. I mean, and rightfully so. I mean, I was in a crisis situation. But I found something that got me out of my worry and my depression. And what it is that I took a good long look at my worst case scenario. I imagined having all my investment property and my own home go into foreclosure. I imagined selling off of most of what we owned. I imagined moving into a small rental house, some neighborhood that we probably didn't want to be in. I imagined going out and looking for what my wife and I called a real job, because we had been self-employed at that point. We'd been self-employed for almost 15 years. And we always joked, it says, you know, we don't really want to go back to having a real job. We like working for ourselves. The thing is, I did this. I looked at that, and I sat in that and looked and imagined the worst case scenario, all of that. And at the same time, I realized we'd survive. I realized that if the worst case scenario happened and all of it happened, I knew I would still survive. And more than that, I knew in my heart that God would still love me no matter what happened to me. And I took those two things, looking at the worst case scenario and knowing that God would still love me, and that took me out of my stress and depression, and it gave me hope. And hope is a very powerful thing. Someday I will do a Monday morning mindset on the power of hope, some of the research done. But yes, I looked at that, the worst that could happen. Now, I mean, I could have imagined worse probably, but realistically, that was the things that was likely to happen given where we were at. I got over my stress, got over my depression, had hope, and Brenda and I made it through. It wasn't easy. It was definitely not easy. And I lost more money than I ever thought possible. We prayed a lot. And Brenda, she's my partner in life and in business. She can cook amazing meals that cost very little. We made it through. We scraped and scrounged and scrapped. And funny thing is, my worst case scenario didn't happen. Oh, it wasn't fun. We had a lot of losses, but we didn't have to sell the house we lived in, and we stayed in business. We didn't have to go find a real job. So today, my mindset tip is made up of two parts. Don't let your imagination bring on trouble that isn't real. That's what worry is. You look into the future and you use your imagination to create the worst case scenario, and you bring it into today and worry about what might happen. But when the crisis is real, when you're looking at things that are just, I mean, the real crisis, when things have fallen apart, you can benefit from imagining the worst case scenario. Now, imagine yourself surviving. I mean, you don't want to imagine yourself dying from it. But if you imagine the worst case scenario and realize that you're going to survive, you're going to make it through, it may not be fun. Well, I can guarantee you, you know, crisis is never fun. But if you realize no matter the worst that you can imagine, and you're going to still make it through, and you're going to come out on the other side, and you're going to go on with your life. You'll be different. You'll have experience. You'll have a lot of things that you probably wouldn't ever want to go through again, but you will survive. When a crisis comes, that's when you need your mindset to be strong. If you're caught up in depression and worry and anxiety, you can't make decisions. I mean, you can't make effective decisions. And when you're in a crisis situation, you may not have any good decisions to make. It may just be, what's the best way to navigate through a bad situation? That's what a crisis is. You're out of options for good things, and you're trying to mitigate, you're trying to limit how bad it can get. You need to be at the top of your game in the crisis. When you're making decisions and things are going well, and you're imagining things to worry about, if you're making decisions that aren't necessarily the best, you know, they have limited effect. But when you're in a crisis situation, you need your mindset to be strong. You need to be thinking clearly. You need to be weighing what is the best way to get through it, and so that you can avoid that. You need to have the ability to see your options, make the best decisions that you can. That is, looking at the worst case scenario will get you through a crisis situation. Now, I hope you're not going through a crisis situation. I want to help you get to your best life ever. But I do offer a coaching package specifically for crisis situations. It's specifically designed to help you through when things are falling apart. Now, I can coach you. I'm also looking to coach people, and my favorite thing is to coach people who are looking to make some sort of change and don't know quite how to get their mind engaged to get to where you want to be. So I do both crisis coaching, as well as coaching you to navigate those changes and do epic things in your life. Give me a call at ultramindsetpodcast.run. I do offer a free 25-minute conversation, whatever it is that you would like to talk about. I will help you get over that biggest thing that is facing you that feels like an obstacle for you. Ultramindsetpodcast.run. If it's on your phone, scroll clear to the bottom, and all of the links are there at the bottom. If you are on your computer, it is conveniently located right on the sidebar to the right of the show notes. Thanks for listening. I will see you next time.